KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Yeah, where did we go? Where did we lose track and just kind of the wheels fall off this bus and put us in the situation that we could be after this election coming up here in 2020 going into socialism? But, you know, usually you think of those elected representatives and what they're doing behind the scenes. And you know who also falls into that? Judges. People don't pay a lot of attention to judges and attorneys when it comes to our elected representatives, and they are just as important, if not more so. So thank you for joining me once again here on the Monica Jay Show at KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada and the things that you should be concerned about. And one of those big ones is firearms and domestic violence. So we're going to try this again. Sometimes I have technical difficulties, but the ladies will let me know. But I have back with me from the last hour, Christy Scott, Battleborn Ammunition and Firearms, and Jane, who calls in with great information about, well, files that aren't technically open to everybody. And we're going to have them both on together. Christy, Jane, I hope you can hear each other besides me. Christy, if you don't mind waiting for just a second, I'll have Jane explain what she was talking about with the domestic violence cases that have been adjudicated in Clark County and how people aren't accessing that file. So, Jane, please explain what you've talked about before on how that works.
Well, thank you, Monica. And hi, Christy. And thank you for providing gun safety classes. That's a wonderful service that you are providing the community. I would like to just give a little background. The Attorney General for the state of Nevada has a domestic violence office, and they produce public records. Annually, they produce a report. And the report shows that when law enforcement goes on a domestic violence call, less than half of the calls result in an arrest. So I am not talking about the cases where someone is arrested. I'm talking about the cases of domestic violence where the gun owner is not arrested at the scene, but a protection order is applied for by the wife and mother for herself and the children. And the father goes to court, the father and husband goes to court, and a protection order has already been granted. He gets his due process to determine whether the protection order is extended from 30 days to 1 year. And statistically, what the domestic violence office is producing in their report, only 6% of all temporary protection orders are extended to 1 year. That should be cause for concern for the entire state and the responsible gun owners. So now, we're talking about cases that are in court, adjudicated by a judge, where the father, there was enough evidence showing the father and husband is domestically violent, but those cases are never going to see the light of day, or that database. The cases may be sealed, but that database is concealed, will never see the light of day, is not looked into by any law enforcement agency in this state, because they don't know about it. It's concealed. And yet, every other jurisdiction in the state of Nevada does not conceal this database, only Clark County. It's illegal. It is a crime. It's actually a misdemeanor under the 200 series of statutes, which are crimes to property and crimes to people. And no one's being held accountable for it.
Christy, have you ever heard of that before?
No, I have not. But during the break, and thank you so much. I've already forgot your name. I'm sorry.
Jane.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jane, for
and
your
Monica,
diligence in reporting
her,
these things, because we wouldn't know otherwise.
And,
but
hang on just a second. Jane can't hear you, Christy. So she was talking over you. Jane, if you can just listen to your radio on that side, Christy's going to answer your talk to you now.
Thank you.
I did some research during the break, and I found an article from October 2nd of 2019, and it said the city of Las Vegas has stopped charging people with misdemeanor domestic violence in the wake of a Nevada Supreme Court decision that said defendants in such cases were entitled to jury trials. So instead, the city's prosecuting those as a simple battery, which, and I don't know if it's related to this whole database being hidden, but I think this is a huge issue. However, the CCW, there are so many restrictions on it. And there are so many ways that people can get around that. And it is, to me, it's a travesty that we're not prosecuting these cases, we're not pushing these cases. But as an example, my home invasion and rape was pled down to burglary. This is a huge issue our criminal justice system. This is why these people are not having crimes on their records, and this is what we should be going after instead of the guns. You've got people walking out there that have been charged with crimes that either people slapped their hands or whatever. So even a simple battery, however, if the sentence is more than a year, they're not entitled to guns. If they are subject to a restraining order, they are not entitled to guns. And this is why the sheriff runs it. They talk with the FBI. The FBI talks to them. Even though that database may not be available, if they were charged with the crime and convicted of the crime, it would be on the NICS database. The other thing that people can do is, and it's in statute, it's also in the 200s, but the entire way that people apply for CCW is 202.3657. They have to be 21. They can't be prohibited from possessing a firearm. The only thing that the CCW instructors do is give them the course in firearm safety that includes instruction in the law of the state regarding firearms. We also do the law federally, and it has to be include instruction in the use of firearms. But there are so many stop gaps in this that the sheriff will even take a letter from someone over 18 that says they believe they should not have a gun. So if that wife knows that her husband or ex-husband has not been convicted of that crime, she can write a letter to the sheriff and say he should not have a gun because he was charged with domestic violence and nothing ever happened. But I will say I agree 150,000% that our judicial system sucks. The fact that Las Vegas is doing this is completely backward step. The 96 Lautenberg Act was done specifically for domestic violence. And Monica, I had to laugh during Sisolak's State of the State address because he said, we are going to get guns away from domestic violence perpetrators. Well, I went through the academy in 95, and if you knew how many cops locally here had lost their jobs in 96 when the Lautenberg Act went out and said nobody with a domestic violence conviction that is a misdemeanor shall be entitled to own guns anymore, it was sickening how many cops lost their jobs. So
wow.
There's already laws
in
place. The problem is we're not prosecuting anybody. We're hand-slapping everyone.
Yeah.
And
no, I completely agree with that.
My stepson, former, was a gangbanger in Kern County. He had at least three charges of felon in possession of a firearm dismissed, get this, in furtherance of justice. That's what they call it. Because they're going after another crime. So they're gonna waive the felon in possession.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Monica, could I address that?
Christy, hang on just a moment. Jane wants to say something. Yes, Jane.
Thank you, Christy, for that information. That is a separate issue, but it's a decision that came out of a case, Anderson versus the 8th Judicial District, and that the 8th Judicial District is the Clark County Courts, and that decision, the Nevada Supreme Court said he is entitled to a jury trial since being having a bench trial, and those bench trials occur in municipal and justice courts. The jury trials occur in the district courts in the state of Nevada. And the gun owner who had been charged, arrested and charged with domestic violence, wanted a jury trial because it would mean his guns would be taken away. So Clark County, Nye County has adopted it. Washoe County is the third county that will be adopting it, and then Carson City will adopt it, and it will make its rounds around the state. What the counties are doing about it, who run the courts, they are dropping all domestic violence charges in bench trials, and that allows them to get away from that due process requirement if guns are going to be taken, and just charge them with something other than domestic violence, like violating a protection order, something to that effect. So we're going to see domestic violence increase in the state because of this Nevada Supreme Court decision that's making its rounds throughout the state. And we just need to be prepared, especially as women, how we're going to view domestic violence and gun ownership by the husbands and fathers that have committed domestic violence to us and to our children.
Yeah, even boyfriends and things like that. So, Jane, thank you so much for the call. And, Christy, thank you for helping not only protect the community with these free classes that you're doing, but just for the fact that our justice system really is messed up here. And we need to stop this process of, say, the red flag laws, taking the guns out of hands of law-abiding citizens. And we need to fix the system so the people that have records, that the records are accurate for the crimes that they've committed, and stop this whole, you know, oh, well, we're going to charge them with something else BS. This isn't doing anybody any good, and it's just going to be more lives lost in the future. So, ladies, thank you so much for both calling in and discussing this. This is absolutely awesome. I greatly appreciate it. And, Christy, again, thank you from the community for doing all that you do to keep us safe. So appreciate you both. It's the Monica J Show on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines on this wild Wednesday, and it has been wild. We've talked a little bit about everything today. 884-9910. What would you like to talk about? What do you want to address with the public and see what's going to change? It's quality of life, people, and that includes law enforcement, that includes the judicial system, our education system, our healthcare system, our commissioners, our city official, or city representatives. It's just all one big thing that we have to keep talking about to wake people up. It's the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Little Luke Bega in the background there. Talk lines are open on this wild Wednesday at 884-9910. And that doesn't matter if you're listening to 99.1 FM Talk or 92.3 FM Talk in Yerington and Smith Valley. The number's still the same. And the issues are the same. Some of them are a little bit more extreme, and say, like the city of Reno, where the sewer system is at capacity, than, say, Douglas County or Churchill or something like that. Lyon. Ooh, I got news coming up. I'm not going to say anything, but got some fun news, good news coming out of Lyon County in the next few days. I'm just going to wait for him to call in or let me know before I spring it. But we're here for everybody, whatever you want to talk about. And it's funny because everybody has a different reaction. I just got an email from John, who, you know, the talk between Christy and Jane and I on domestic violence and gun issues, you know, he gave the yawn and tuned someplace else. Vance wrote in and said, good conversation. That was interesting. So everybody has their opinions. If you want to talk about something else, then call up and change the subject. There are so many things for us to talk about that we don't have enough time in the day. I mean, here we have John calling first thing this morning, just a little after 10, and talking about the fact that there are people out there who don't want their sons or daughters to join the most incredible military there is and help protecting this country because of Trump and what he's doing pulling out of Syria. Like, what? You have politicians, elected representatives, going against Trump for bringing our troops home, which, again, hate to point it out, one of his campaign promises. Promises made, promises kept. That is all this president, my president, because there are so many people out there saying, not my president. Well, I don't care. He's my president. And he's still your president, whether you want to admit it or not. He made the promise to make us stop being the world police and being a part of these never-ending wars between other warring factions halfway around the world. Why should our men and women die in that? How is that protecting the U.S.? No, it's protecting other interests. It's protecting other interests in other countries so other people can be making money, while your tax dollars go to rebuild these other countries, while your tax dollars go to provide funding for these other countries, guess what? Our way of life is deteriorating here. Our country is deteriorating here because so much of our time, our efforts, and, you know, a little bit of our sanity is being addressed halfway around the world. In wars that have gone on since this country was even founded, there will always be evil. There will always be people trying to take from the other. I hate to break that to you. I hate to, if you're liberal or left and listening, I hate to burst your bubble. Why do you think people immigrate into this country, Ilhan Omar, be a part of the system, manipulate the system from within? Because they know that the United States is such a big part of the world picture, the dominance. If you can take down the United States, then you have control of everything. Because all these other countries have fallen in line with communist countries like China, Venezuela. I mean, it's mind-boggling of what we are letting happen to this country. And it starts right here at home. What we are letting our elected representatives do, whether it be in the city of Reno or in the state of Nevada. It's this thing called holding people accountable. holding businesses accountable for their business practices, holding health care accountable for the outrageous costs, holding people sleeping on the streets accountable for not doing drugs while they're out there and breaking other laws because they don't want to be a part of society. At what point do we start holding people accountable? What has to happen in this city, in this county, in this state, for you to start holding people accountable? Thank you so much, Humboldt County, and what you're doing to recall your sheriff. I mean, that's incredible. You sign on to a letter with all the other sheriffs to not go against the Constitution and the people of this country, and then you turn around and say, no, I'm going to enforce what Sisolak puts into law. Hold people accountable. If that means a recall, then get off your tuchus and be a part of it. I'll come back with some information on where I'll be at in Yerington on Sunday for a recall Sisolak rally. First off, though, we are the home of Fox News, so let's get to it on KKFT. KKFT, indeed. It's the Monica Jay Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. I love the conversations that we've been having. So many different issues to talk about. So, 99.1 FM Talk is your home of live and local FM Talk, also 92.3 FM. And the talk lines are open at 884-9910. It's a wild Wednesday, so whatever you would like to talk about. And, of course, you can always send me that email. Again, thank you, John, for the last one. You can send me that email at monica@991fmtalk.com. Let's go to the phone lines because I have a very special guest. It is our Reagan babe, Megan Barth, joining us right now to talk about a special event that's happening. And I really encourage people to go because we not only have to support our young Republicans, we have to support our college Republicans, we have to support all of our different county parties for the Republicans, all of our offices, all that good stuff. And so many things happening this time of year, getting ready for 2020. So, Megan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Monica. Always good to be with you.
So what's going on that everybody can participate in?
Well, I was invited to come and speak to a small group or a group of college Republicans. They are having their first what they call MAGA meetup. We've been doing these down in Vegas, and they have been very well received in Clark County. I've organized, I think now, four of these MAGA meetups. And the goal behind it was to get people together, like-minded people, where we could network and just have some fun over a happy hour, and we might have a speaker or two. We just had Scott Pressler down in Vegas teaching people how to register people to vote, and over 200 people showed up for that event. This is the College Republicans.
Nice.
The College Republicans want to have a MAGA meetup, but it's for everybody, and I think that it's always good for the generations to get together and learn from one another. This is going to be at the Renaissance Reno, or the Marriott Renaissance in Reno, at 5:30 this evening, and it goes till 7. So it's just a meet and greet and kind of a mixer, and like I said, to get some like-minded people together and find out what we can do in order to flip this state red come November 3rd, 2020, if possible.
Well, and Megan, that's so important, especially to support the college Republicans, because of the fact that, you know, we had to fight to get the college Republicans back at the University of Nevada, Reno. So if we don't support them and let them know that we're here for them, you know, they're probably going to fall by the wayside like they have in the past, because they're so outnumbered by the liberals on the campus.
Yeah, they need all of our support, and they need to know that we're out here and supporting them and their efforts, because we don't want them deflated, right? We want them energized. We want them to know that there is a whole army behind them as they're, kind of screaming on the campus. It's pretty intimidating. I mean, they're surrounded by leftists. I mean, we saw what happened when Charlie Kirk came to campus. I think it was last month.
Yeah.
There were plenty of leftists trying to shout him down. Imagine what they're doing to just the kids on the campus that might be wearing a Trump hat or, you know, a Reagan Bush shirt or whatever. And so we need to encourage them. We need to support them. We need to provide them, you know, all of our support so they can have a stronger voice when advocating for conservative principles on and off campus. Recognition of these young people that enter politics is so incredibly and vitally important. I mean, I was a college Republican at one time, and it meant the world to me to know that there were people, you know, outside of campus supporting the cause as well. And so we are only as good as future generations, and so we must lift
exactly.
up these future generations, right, in order to, you know, save this republic from the tyranny of the left. I mean, we see what's happening. We see what's happening on our college campuses. We see what's happening in the halls of Congress as Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, you know, run ramshod over the Constitution, specifically with this impeachment inquiry. And so we just need mm-hmm. to make sure that tonight, if you can make it, you know, it's after work, hopefully, for many of us, 5:30 to 7 at the Renaissance Reno. And I will be there giving a short speech, and so will many of your fellow conservative activists.
And find out who they are, because that's,
right.
again, people don't know. It's like, who should they be listening to, and what should they be talking about, and feeling as though they have just a safe place that they can talk openly. I mean, it's just getting so unfortunate. And, of course, we've always known the way that the universities are. And now it's going down into our high schools, into our elementary schools. We're seeing the liberal left take over, and even textbooks. So we want them to know that they can just go on in the next step in their lives and be okay. You know, going from high school into college, knowing that they'll be supported with their views and their values. So, again, 5:30 tonight. Where particularly do you know in the Renaissance? Because that's a big place.
I believe there will be a sign that will direct people to the proper. It's either going to be in a meeting room or it's going to be in a public space. I didn't plan this.
Okay,
I was just
so
invited to attend, but there should be, you know, there should be a sign directing people to the proper location.
That's the great thing, Megan, about Republicans and conservatives is we know how to read and we can find our way around.
That's right.
We're exactly. not followers.
That's
right. Megan Barth tonight at the Renaissance with other great conservatives in the College Republicans. Be there 5:30 all the way until 7. If you can't get there until 6, hey, that's okay too. Megan Barth, Reagan Babe, thank you. or just before 7.
Right.
Hey, how
Go
can
ahead.
People find your podcasts and keep tabs on you as well?
ReaganBabe.com, my website. You can sign up for my newsletter. It will be delivered to your inbox every Saturday morning.
And if there is a smart conservative to listen to, it's this Reagan Babe right here. Thanks, Megan, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks, Monica. Appreciate you. Thank you.
KKFT, it's 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. One of the things that I brought up yesterday was an incident that I had at a certain pottery place, and I've been getting numerous emails on that, you know, we have a great artist community here. Don't let a bad experience taint you. Trust me. I know that. We have got a great artist culture here. And that's the thing is, not always do people show outwardly what their political preference is. And I would urge people to not stereotype, not profile, not make assumptions. Because I have met some of the most interesting conservatives in my travels. that you would look at this person and say, oh, they're obviously a liberal, and they're not. So don't judge a book by its cover. Get out to these meetings where we can openly have conversations. And that's the best thing about conservatives, is we have conversations. If you ask a question, you're going to get answers. And you're going to have debate. We are not going to agree on everything 100% of the time. Even 90% of the time or 80% of the time. But that's the great thing, is that discussion, that open debate, and listening to other people of why they feel that way or why they think that way. Again, it goes back to that feeling versus thinking. Speaking of that, I've encouraged you to read a book. I don't particularly go for the author thing. You should see how many solicitations I get on a daily basis to interview different authors on every single subject you can imagine. This author didn't reach out to me. I actually reached out to him because I found his book online. It looked interesting, had great reviews, so I bought it. You know, I don't like that, hey, I'll send you a free book if you interview me. It's called The Assassination of Freedom in the United States. Guy's name is Mac Taylor. Well, I just got word, like I said, I had contacted him. We've been going back and forth with emails, with texts, and with phone calls trying to hook up with each other because he's out on that liberal East Coast. But we finally made it happen, and he's going to be joining me at 11 o'clock on Monday. Or not on Monday, on Friday. 11 o'clock on Friday. And I can't wait to hear his explanation and the research and everything that he's done, especially when it comes to feeling situations now and how things are changing and thinking about them. Sometimes you got to be the bad guy. Sometimes you got to come home and deliver the kids their punishment. Sometimes you have to be the one given the slap on the hand. Sometimes you have to be the one enforcing the law when other so-called conservatives or elected officials don't do it. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about with Mac Taylor. So the other thing that we're going to talk about tomorrow, and I am very excited to bring this to you, because again, it's all about you being informed and knowing what's going on. Jim Groth and Alyssa Harrison is going to be joining me, and we're going to talk about Operation Dust Off, Anti-Dark Cloud. What is this about? We're going to discuss support for our Northern Nevada Medevac Nevada Army National Guard Ambulance Unit. They're currently deployed and, you know, actually for their fifth combat tour in Afghanistan since 9/11. I can't wait to tell you about this and what's going on. We need to respect and be there for our military men and women, for our first responders, for the people who are doing the hard stuff that allow us to do what we do every single day and feel safe. I hope you join me tomorrow at 11, tomorrow at 11, on Friday at 11 as well. Actually, I hope you join me between 10 and noon. What can I say? I'm an attention hound. What can I say? 884-9910. If you'd like to help me wrap up the show on this Wild Wednesday, get your issues in. 884-9910. Our last segment coming up on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT, it's the Monica J. Show on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. All at the same number, 884-9910. And Monica at 991FMTalk.com. I got to ask the Democrats out there, if there's any Democrats or liberals that listen, I really don't think so. But how did the Democrat Party go from, in 1961, John F. Kennedy saying, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country, to the majority of people standing on a stage running in a Democrat primary just shouting, free stuff, in 2019? How is that even realistic? You know, thank you so much, Al, for sending me these. He's my best for sending me memes and just thoughtful projections of what people are out there saying. No, I'm not pulling in an Adam Schiffless. But some of them are just so dead on, you know what they say. There's humor and truth. The funniest things are things that actually happen. Like, Trump is engaged in a cover-up. He's guilty of obstructing the Democrats' attempts to frame him. I like this one. In 1979, guess who created the Department of Education? It was Jimmy Carter. The Department of Education. And since then, the U.S. has gone from first to 17th in education. And actually, I think that's an old one. I think we're even further than that now. Just incredible. When you think about it, in heaven, even in heaven, there's a wall, a gate, and rules to get in. Yet imagine that. We just want to open up everything here. Only in America. This is supposedly a quote from Kevin Sorbo. But I know a lot of people have said it. Only in America are legal citizens labeled racists and Nazis. But illegal aliens are called dreamers. Really? Yeah, that's basically the truth. The Miss World America organization stripped conservative activist Kathy Zhu of her Miss Michigan title for supporting President Trump. But it wasn't just that. Not only was she supporting President Trump, but she refused to wear a hijab. Imagine that. Yes. Thank you, Dan. There are three useless things in this world. Three useless things. A dull knife, an unloaded gun, and liberals. That pretty much sums it up. There needs to be an investigation to find out if any in the Democrat Party has ties to America. And I'm very excited about this. I'm excited about the Beto coin, silver coin that we've got going on. But this one is even more exciting. There's a new coin coming out, and it's actually 0 cents. Guess who's on the front of it? Yes. Alexandria AOC. Little Miss Cortez herself. There's so much going on in this world. Take time to enjoy what we have. And make sure, I am just going to keep hammering this into you. If you are concerned about what we have here in Northern Nevada, all of Northern Nevada, because even though it says QOL-Reno, QualityOfLifeReno.org, really, it applies to everybody here in Northern Nevada and what we can do to make our communities better. Two websites I urge you to check out today. That's QOL-Reno.org and WashoWrap.com. Washoe Residents for Appropriate Planning. I get tired of hearing people say that they're going to move out and move away because we just aren't what we used to be. We can go back. It's the Monica J. Show on KKFT 90.